This is something I just learned about a few weeks ago. This is another version of selling sickness. So here, who is selling the sickness? Unwitting models. So this is an ad agency in South Carolina that takes an ad out. They want models between the ages of 45 and 60. They can be plus sizes, which I guess I know what that means. And they are there to get paid $1,000 for half a day work posing for a widely prescribed diabetes pill, Victoza, liraglutide. Full disclosure, we have asked the FDA to ban this drug because it causes lots of problems, which you'll see a little bit on the next page. It is very unlikely, in fact, I think I will call this agency just to confirm this, that they didn't give informed consent to these models to tell them what this drug that they were modeling for. Needless to say, you didn't have to be a diabetic, so they were people who mainly were probably not diabetics who were trying to sell for $1,000 a half a day modeling fees a drug to diabetics. And these are some of the things that they probably didn't tell the models. This is verbatim from the labeling of the drug, which most patients and certainly no models in this case saw. Possible thyroid tumors, including cancer. It was clearly shown to cause cancer, thyroid cancer in animals, and there were some cases already occurring in humans. It is not known if it will cause thyroid tumors or a type of thyroid cancer called medullary thyroid cancer. Pancreatitis, and what we thought was that if the models had been informed of this, they might have turned down $1,000 a day because they would be helping to sell sickness through their ads.